T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephenson in the morning now, 6:47 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Save Century 2 group claims more than 17,000 signatures on a petition demanding a public vote.
Two.
COVID-19 cases in Sedgwick County top 1,900, nearing 18,000 for Kansas.
One.
Masks now required in Sedgwick County as the pandemic cases grow. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Have a traffic accident being reported right now. This is 930 Southwest Street. So that's just south of Kellogg on West Street. You might see some crews in the area. Watch for a slowdown there. Again, 900 block of Southwest Street. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy and hot with a 40% chance for rain today. And a high of 94 degrees. Wednesday's high was 98. 20% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 72. Friday mostly sunny with a 20% chance for rain early and a high of 96 degrees. Now light rain, 67 degrees. We have a northeast wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. Summer is here, and you know what that means. The sun will be out in full force, whether it's for gardening or golfing, lake time or game time. Hatman Jack's will make sure you're protected from the sun's rays. Hatman Jack's is open Monday through Saturday at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano, or visit hatmanjacks.com. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Rain this morning. Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, with us.
Hey.
How about that rain, Don?
Yeah, it looks like it kind of like got my windshield a little wet. I actually started coming down. I had to turn them on and get some water off my windshield.
And some of it's kind of ended there for a while. Now it's starting up again, so we could.
Seems like it, yeah.
Pretty nice out there this morning. Kind of different.
Cool. It's the unusually cool.
Yeah, down to 67 right now. All right, we have the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Now, we are mandated in Wichita and also in Sedgwick County to wear those masks out in public, but our question, do you wear a mask in public? And here is the response so far. Sometimes, 18%. Yes, 20%. No, 62%.
Yeah.
That's the poll.
Not reflective of what I see out there.
Yeah, nor me.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. It's the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. We don't vouch for the accuracy of this thing. I mean, we think there are people cheating, but you know.
Yeah. But hey, what the heck?
It's meant for fun.
It's intellectual bubble.
It's accurate. It reflects what our respondents say.
That's right. It's accurate about who the audience is on the webpage there. Okay. We had a major rebound on Wall Street Wednesday on the heels of a new trade deal.
All Wall Street stocks finishing higher as investors weigh surging coronavirus cases, economic recovery, and stimulus measures. Stocks have traded in a narrow range for the past month, with markets seeming to be on a wait-and-see mode before the beginning of second quarter earnings season, which kicks off next week with reports from big Wall Street banks. Among today's gainers, technology companies, which boosted the Nasdaq for yet another record close, its 25th for the year. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Walmart, Dow Chemical, and Merck. The Dow closing up 177 points. The Nasdaq up 149. S&P 500 up 25. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:51 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Are market jitters reduced with a plan? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. I'm going to say yes. A plan is good.
How did you know that?
You are a plan guy.
I can just leave now because you already just told the story.
All right, 6:51 now.
You know, Steve, for me, Fear and the often ensuing anxiety comes from a perceived threat or a danger. Sometimes it's real, meaning I could be harmed in some way. But in the finance world, it comes more laden with emotional and perceived outcomes that could be negative. The more I educate and prepare myself for financial threats, the less fear I have. It seems that educating yourself about your investments can help drive the emotional toll down too. Now, the best way to learn and to get a good handle on your wealth is with a solid financial plan. You were right, Steve. That's where I was going. eMoney reports that 8 in 10 advisors believe that clients have a financial plan that who do have one suffer less anxiety and discomfort when the markets dip. Having a plan puts many things into perspective. One quick exercise that can help is to take a look at the history of the stock market. Now, if you are 15 years away from retirement, do an online search for S&P 500 historical charts. Pull one up and look back 15 years. What overall direction did the stock market travel? Well, during that time, you'll see it's gone up dramatically. That's even after the recession of 2009. If you enlarge just any 6-month to 2-year period on that chart, you're going to see a bunch of dips and jumps. But overall, the market has risen. Every market dip has something in common, and that's recovery, with subsequent growth to new highs. Now, another way to put things into perspective is to understand that market crashes are pretty common. The Financial Post did some research, and they report that since 1928, you know, the big depression,
right,
the stock market rose 1,650 times. And then they lost 20% of their value on 22 separate occasions out of all that time since 1928. Take advantage of a dip or a crash. When the market takes a nosedive, contribute to your retirement accounts and buy a few things on sale. Now, that's a plan, and your fears could dissipate as you see that strategy work. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Nice this morning out there with only 67 degrees, and a little breeze, too.
I felt a little chilly coming in.
Did you?
You know, because I dressed for hot summer.
Well, it'll be pay off later because it's supposed to get hot today.
Yeah,
around 90-ish? 94. Yeah, so
wow.
Yeah, for right now, it's very nice out there. But as we say in Kansas, the weather changes every now and then, right?
Every now and then, no, they say wait an hour. And you,
is that
you
what
don't
they
like
say?
The weather, wait an hour.
Okay. Or 45 minutes in some cases.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. 6:54 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, 7 o'clock, top of the hour, all the news with Steve and Ted. We have the latest on mandatory masks for Sedgwick County. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.